Hello and welcome to the Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music and entertainment news. Blue Ivy Carter has joined the cast of Mufasa, The Lion King, in which she will make her acting debut. The daughter of Beyoncé and Jay-Z will lend her voice to the prequel movie, which already features her famous mum as Queen Nala and Donald Glover as King Simba, after they appeared in the live-action remake of the Disney movie, which came out in 2019. Blue, who appeared on the unofficial soundtrack of The Lion King as part of Beyoncé's The Gift album, is starring as Kiara in the film, which is told through flashbacks outlining the story of the Pride Land's greatest king.
A lion who would change our lives forever. Mufasa
The Lion King will be released in theatres in December. Taylor Swift has shared her gratitude as the Tortured Poets Department debuts at number one on the Billboard 200 chart, shifting 2.61 million units in the process.
This has been the most extraordinary experience of my entire life.
The singer shared that she's completely floored by the love that fans have shown the album, which broke streaming records by becoming the first album in history to reach more than 300 million streams in a single day on Spotify. Taylor added that she's completely overwhelmed by the reception, which has seen the album reach the highest sales since Adele's 25 in 2015. Taylor's 14th consecutive chart topper also breaks the record for most vinyl sales in the modern era, giving her the most number one albums on the Billboard 200 chart for a female recording artist. Meanwhile, Taylor is fired up to return to her Mammoth Eras tour, which resumes in Paris on the 9th of May. Talking of tours, Janet Jackson has announced that she'll be embarking on a 10-day UK and European tour later this year.
In Europe, I know it's been a minute since we've seen each other, but the wait is no longer. I will be taking a Together Again tour all over Europe this fall.
The dance pop legend is bringing her Together Again tour to a variety of cities this September and October, kicking off in Paris on September the 25th and concluding in Amsterdam on October 10th. Janet will also be visiting the likes of London, Glasgow and Manchester along the way. Fans can get their hands on tickets from Live Nation when they go on general sale this Friday at 9 a.m. Rihanna has teased what fans can expect from her new music. The Umbrella hitmaker, who has kept fans waiting a long time for new material, told Extra that it's going to be amazing and that's the only reason it's not out yet. Rihanna added that her new music needs to represent the evolution and the time that she spent away from making it, adding that there needs to be a show of growth. When asked if she has plans to include any other guest artists on her upcoming album, Rihanna replied that she's not a big collaborator and that it would have to be very intentional. Hopefully she doesn't keep us waiting much longer. Sabrina Carpenter has been announced as one of the acts playing Capitol's star-studded Summertime Ball this July. The fast-rising star will headline alongside the likes of David Guetta, Benson Boone and Katie Baser when she takes to the stage at Wembley Stadium for an unforgettable evening. It comes as Sabrina's hit track Espresso climbs the UK singles chart, threatening to knock Taylor Swift's Fortnite off the top spot. We'll have to wait until Friday to see if she manages it. And Craig David has announced his Commitment Arena tour for next year with special guest Lamar. The 11-date tour will see the Southampton R&B icon hit the road in February 2025, opening proceedings at the First Direct Arena in Leeds and wrapping things up at London's legendary O2. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m, so in less than 7 days, fans can ensure next winter is that bit brighter. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast, which has just dropped a new episode called A Right Royal Jam. This week, our hosts discuss Meghan Markle's new venture with American Riviera Orchard, which saw her send out 50 jars of homemade jam to her celebrity pals. They also speak to royal editor Hannah Furness, who discusses what the Duke and Duchess's new projects mean for the future. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates on your favourite celebrities.